99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Arkansas police have charged a 28-year-old school teacher in the killing of a married couple who were hiking with their two daughters at a state park. Investigators caught up with Andrew James McGann at a barber shop in a city near the park. They still haven't revealed how the couple died or a possible motive in the killings. A New York City police officer who was among four people fatally shot in a Midtown Manhattan office building this week is being laid to rest today. Officer Didarul Islam was the gunman's first victim in the lobby of that Park Avenue building. Democrats and Republicans not giving up on having all the information in the Epstein files be made public.
I do know many Republicans who have been talking about this and looking for transparency for the American people. I'm going to work with those people to continue to try to provide that and believe the administration is as well.
Alabama GOP Senator Katie Britt, Canada the latest country to announce it will recognize Palestinian statehood if a ceasefire in Gaza isn't announced soon. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ahlen. Milwaukee County officials Wednesday signed off on $30 million in funding to begin the renovation of the Mitchell Park domes. The popular attraction has been in disrepair for years. The six-year, $115 million project will be spearheaded by the nonprofit Milwaukee Domes Alliance. Search efforts are refocused for a Lac du Flambeau woman missing for more than 5 months. Lac du Flambeau Tribal Police released new information Wednesday into the March disappearance of Melissa Besson, who was traveling with a group when she got out of a van and started walking south on Vilas County Highway D. And the 2025 edition of the Wisconsin State Fair gets underway today at State Fair Park in West Dallas. Fair officials remind you not to bring large bags to the park and to bring some water with you to keep hydrated. Get tickets and find out more online at wistatefair.com. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather. It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s here this afternoon, although we may have a little of that hazy smoke from Canadian wildfires today. Tonight we'll drop into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. If you want the best barbecue in the neighborhood, one thing you got to do, order up some Grandpa's barbecue sauce. It's sweet, savory, a hint of smoke. It's amazing. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Good Thursday morning. Dave Grant joining you. It is 6:05. Yes, we see a little bit of that Canadian wildfire smoke and can smell it. We'll talk more about that shortly. The Talking Heads on Max FM.
Baraboo's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
Man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant, 6:12 on Thursday morning. Let's take a quick look at that weather forecast. Today, we have an air quality alert until noon for the Max FM listener due to the smoke from the Canadian wildfires. As I was coming into the studio this morning, could definitely smell it and see it. So that'll be going on throughout the morning. That should clear out this afternoon. And we will see areas of smoke continue through the morning, turning mostly sunny with a high of 73. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy with a low of 51. On Friday, sunny with a high of 77. Looking ahead to the weekend, a beautiful weekend ahead. On Saturday, sunny, a high of 78. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 79. Currently 58 degrees, cloudy, hazy smoke outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios. Again, if you're out and about this morning, you will still see that. And that is should be clearing up hopefully later tonight and getting a little bit better this afternoon. Again, as we look outside, I see the ice cream truck being delivered for concerts on the square tonight. That's taking place on the courthouse lawn at 7 p.m. Going to be a beautiful night for that. Maybe just a little bit chilly, so maybe bring that blanket along so you can be out there and enjoy that. But no rain, so we're just going to go with the concerts outside at this point. And it is National Intern Day, so happy Intern Day to all the interns out there. It's a little different that it's during the summer, you think, maybe during the school year, but make sure you commend yours today. Well, mine gets me some coffee this morning.
Hey, welcome to the sales team. Here, you can have this cup.
Mmm, that's good.
Oh, you like it?
What is it?
It's radio station coffee.
Oh.
The morning show always seems to make a pot right before they leave. Then it just sits here all day.
I kind of like it.
The pot itself hasn't been cleaned since about 2016.
Is that a hair in it?
Probably so. They use an old microphone windscreen as a coffee filter.
The more you tell me, the more I seem to like it.
I know. And here's the best part. It's free.
Huh.
Company pays for it. That's why nobody complains. You can't beat free coffee. Hey, what do you say we take these and go watch the DJs through the windows? They're like monkeys in a cage.
Radio station coffee made by an intern with bad hygiene.
That can go so many places. So we don't have an intern here. And if we did have an intern here, they would be doing more important things than that, because we have a lot of things they can definitely be helping us with, and they would probably be actually with the monkeys called the DJs out here doing things like that. And so it's funny, they talk about the coffee pot and how disgusting it is. In the old studio, there was definitely an old coffee pot, and one of my coworkers back in the day apparently made coffee, and it sat in there for months. It was disgusting. I can't even describe it any further than that. And when I came here last year in August full-time, the coffee maker is no longer with us, just because I'm like, I don't know what's floating in that coffee maker, but no way. So, and now in the new studio, believe it or not, I don't even think we have a coffee maker in here. So now there is that, of course, but we've got coffee right across the street, so that works out very well. And I know it's going to be fantastic coffee over at Parline Coffee, so if I need coffee, that is where I'm going. But it's just so many funny things. And then saying, yeah, watch the DJs through the window or the monkeys through the window. In the old studios, one block over, there was actually a window from the studio side where you could watch inside the studio with the carpeted walls inside the studio. I'm not even kidding you. Carpeted walls. That was very interesting to see. So as we're in the Weicker Great Day building at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo, looking out the windows, yes, this is such a great view. Very thankful to be in here and just thankful not to be looking at carpeted walls. I mean, I know I should be in a room with padded walls some days. I'm going to just save Wendy the chance of texting that one in this morning. So, but happy National Intern Day to all the interns out there. I can tell you, over the years, I have worked with some fantastic interns, and every single one of them has went places. That's kind of the cool part, too, is knowing what some of these kids did coming out of school. Absolutely amazing. So, yeah, thankful for the interns. It's just such a great partnership when you get to work with interns. You get to work with them, teach them things. They teach you some things along the way as well. And so, yeah, so happy National Intern Day. We will go through all of our calendar days right around 8:40 this morning. Don't forget, we are celebrating celebrity birthdays at 7:40. If you know someone celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, Text those into us now, 608-355-9970. We want to celebrate with you today. So again, if you're out and about this morning, you're going to smell a little bit of smoke. That's from the Canadian wildfires, and we're going to see that advisory till noon, clearing up later tonight. Here is Tom Cochran, Life is a Highway on Max FM.
Love's like a road that you travel on. There's one day and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate. Break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today. Life is a highway. I won't ride it all night long. If you're going my way, I won't drive it all night long. Through all these cities and all these towns, it's in my blood and it's all around.
Kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car.
chilly dog outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between her knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. They walk on. Jackie sits back, flexes, thoughts for the moment. Scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Living is gone. So let it rock, let it roll. Let the Bible bell come and save my soul. Hold on to 16 as long as you can. Changes come around real soon, make us women. American kids doing best they can.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant, 6:25 on your Thursday morning. Coming up, we will take a quick look at our forecast. Actually, we'll take a full look at our forecast after a look at sports in just minutes. But again, you will smell a little bit of smoke out here, see a little bit of hazes due to the Canadian wildfires that is going to start to dissipate later on today. But just want to make sure everyone knows that's what's going on. It's a little bit cloudy outside. There may be even a little bit foggy as I'm looking out the studio windows this morning. And we just had John Mellencamp, Jack, and Diane. And since it's National Chili Dog Day, a musician did a funny rendition of John Mellencamp's Jack and Diane. What happens if all the lyrics were sucking on a chili dog? Here that is this morning.
Sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog, sucking on a chili dog. Chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a doll, sucking on a chili doll, sucking on. Sucking on chili doll. Sucking on a dog, sucking on a chili doll. Sucking on chili, sucking on a doll. Sucking on a chili doll, sucking on chili doll. A little ditty about Jack and Diane. Two American kids sucking on a chili dog.
So, sorry, that one just makes me laugh every time I hear it. So, yes, that was rendition of Sucking on a Chili Dog in honor of National Chili Dog Day, and that was done in to Jack and Diane from John Mellencamp. So yes, that definitely tickled the funny bone a little bit this morning. And you know, chili dogs are a good thing. So we're gonna have all sorts of calendar days coming up, and you know, we're previewing a little bit of them this morning as well, with a little bit of fun and comedy as well to get our Thursday morning going, because you know, that's what we do. We need to have fun and enjoy our day. So again, we're going to take a look at sports and weather coming up on Max FM.
Would you like to learn more about Baraboo's charming historic downtown and some of the people who made it the gem city? For you ghost hunters, would you be interested in the spine-tingling details of Baraboo's haunted history? Or can you imagine yourself experiencing a ride in a rickshaw with a friendly tour guide who points out the best places to make the most of your time in this beautiful downtown? Baraboo Tours offers all of this and so much more. Call 608-963-2821 to book your Baraboo tour today.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride, because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
It's Christmas at the Habitat Restore. It's Christmas in July. If you need some new shutters or replace some old gutters, we got all the building supplies. You might need some shingles for your rooftop or hardware for your patio. Santa's gonna wait till December, so today it's the place you need to go. It's Christmas at the Restore, and if you're looking for some cheer, you can do a little shopping or leave a donation. You can always volunteer.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports.
The Brewers with a 10-3 loss to the Cubs. A rough day on the mound for Brewers pitchers. A bright spot was the Brewers' William Contreras. Hit his first home run in 6 weeks and then hit another. Pat Murphy.
William can hit, and when you have high expectations and you've been as good as he's been and you're trying to build your career and all the things that come with it, sometimes you go through stretches of not hitting as many homers. Obviously a great sign when he hits one to left field and then one to right field.
NFL, Packers back on the practice field for training camp. On Saturday, it'll be inside Lambeau Field for family night. Nearly sold out. What's that experience like for the rookies?
For the rookies, they get to experience that for the first time. You know, running out in the Lambeau, feeling the crowd and the environment for the first time, that, you know, you don't want to give them that warning. You don't want them to experience that. But it's special. You know, it's a fun night to be able to go out there, have a practice in the stadium. Pretty cool deal. You know, I don't know how many other teams do stuff like that, so it's fun.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
City weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 70s here this afternoon, although we may have a little of that hazy smoke from Canadian wildfires today. Tonight we'll drop into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. If you want the best barbecue in the neighborhood, one thing you got to do, order up some Grandpa's barbecue sauce. It's sweet, savory, a hint of smoke. It's amazing. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 57.
The area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant, 6:35 on Thursday morning. Hope everyone's having a great day so far. It is Friday Eve. Matthew Wilder, Break My Stride on Max FM.
Last night I had the strangest dream. I was and you said you had to get your laundry clean. Didn't want no one to hold you. What does that mean? And you said, ain't nothing gonna break my stride. Nobody gonna slow me down. Oh no, I got to keep on moving. Ain't nothing gonna break my stride. I'm running and I won't touch ground. Oh no, I got to keep on moving. You're on a roll and now you pray you laugh.
And more 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant, 6:37 on Thursday morning. And yes, you do smell a little bit of smoke outside. Again, we are reminding everyone we have that air quality alert that goes until at least noon today due to poor air quality in the listening area from the Canadian wildfires and that smoke that has moved into this area as we've had some weather fronts move through this week. So again, you will smell that and see that this morning. We will see it turn mostly sunny today with a high of 73. Tonight, we will see some areas of smoke continue, partly cloudy with a low of 51. On Friday, sunny and beautiful, a high of 77. The weekend's looking fantastic. Saturday, sunny with a high of 78. On Sunday, it'll be clear with a sunny day, high of 79. Taking a sneak peek into next week, we're looking at highs near 80. Maybe a slight chance of a precipitation on Tuesday. So if you do need to do some yard work, this is the time to do it. And get out and enjoy it. Currently, it is 58 degrees, cloudy, hazy, a little bit of fog, a little bit of smoke in the air this morning outside the Weicker Gray Day Building and the Max FM Studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Are you dancing to this? I'm just going to play this because this is kind of funny. So are you dancing to this? We know this is the theme song from Law & Order, and it's the latest TikTok dance craze. Not even kidding you. Many of these TikTok videos are very entertaining. Friends having fun, you know. So again, this is the original Law & Order theme song, and now everyone's out on TikTok doing dance videos to it. Ironically, Law & Order, the original series, debuted in 1990. So yes, that's how long the Law & Order franchise has been around. And now people are doing this TikTok dance craze to the theme song of Law & Order. So yes, it kind of cracked me up when I saw that this morning. I'm like, okay, that song has been around since 1990. 35 years. So, yeah, that was the theme from TV theme master Mike Post for Law & Order. There's different versions of Law & Order out there right now. I think there's at least two versions still going on. I know for sure one that's on almost every day. And if you're a Law & Order SVU fan, you can find that almost anywhere on TV at this point. It's showing every day, it seems like. And so, yeah, there's now a TikTok dance craze to this. You know, I'm watching some of the videos this morning. I'm getting a good chuckle out of it. You know, there's some good dancers out there. And then there's some dancers like me that I question why they're dancing to this. So, yes, you can go check that out on TikTok. That's the latest TikTok trend brought to you by The Morning Show. Coming up, we are going to have a look at our community calendar that is brought to you by Community First Bank and music by Yes on Max FM.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
This look at some of the upcoming area events is brought to you by Community First Bank. It's your opportunity to get up close and personal with the Snakes of Wisconsin. This event will be happening at the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library on Saturday, August 2nd from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. Meet live Snakes of Wisconsin, learn a bit about them with Eric Roscoe from Specialty Serpents. Each participant who will be in attendance must register, as seating is limited and all ages are welcome for this event. It is free, but again, you do need to get registered. Visit the library for more details or check out their website and view the calendar. Again, this happens on Saturday, August 2nd from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. at the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library. And the Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization will be hosting their pancake breakfast. This is going to be happening at Thunderbird Lanes on Sunday, August 3rd from 9 a.m. until noon. Enjoy delicious pancakes, sausage, hash browns, pastries, coffee, milk, juice, and water, all for just $10 per person. Again, this all goes down on Sunday, August 3rd from 9 a.m. until noon at Thunderbird Lanes. For all the details, visit booseniors.org. And registration is currently open for the 2025 Kiwanis Golf Outing. It's going to be held on Tuesday, August 5th at the Baraboo Country Club. Come join them for a fun day of golf. Proceeds will help the Kiwanis support and improve the Baraboo Riverwalk. Also, other local sponsorships, including the Boys and Girls Club and other youth-oriented programs in our community. 18 holes with golf and a cart, plus dinner is $120 for non-Baraboo Country Club members and $90 if you are a member of the BCC. If you can't make the golf outing and just want to enjoy dinner, that is $35. You can also reach out to Kiwanis members for details on hole sponsorships and more. But again, this happens on Tuesday, August 5th at the Baraboo Country Club. Registration is now open. Visit the Baraboo Kiwanis website to get registered and to find more details.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Dr. Douglas Bull.
My role at RAMC is as an ophthalmologist that encompasses medical and surgical care for visual problems. I'm able to see the joy in people's faces on the next day after surgery on their post-op visit and how much improvement their vision has developed since the surgery. It's never lost on me how important that is to patients.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
Your hometown station.
We'll be right back.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave. 647 with Tony Basil on Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:51 on Thursday morning. Yes, we're getting close to the weekend. Kind of excited about that. Friday Eve, as a lot of us like to call it. A guy in New York City makes some videos of strangers walking slowly or blocking the sidewalk. He calls his videos bad walkers. Now, here is some examples of this guy in New York City and bad walkers.
Bad walkers, part 67.
The tennis trio here, they're just walking super slow, and the oncoming traffic is crazy too. She's like reading while she's going through these groups on the left side. Still, she's passing by this group. They're getting passed by someone who is reading while walking. That's how slow they're going.
Bad walkers, part 68.
All right, we've got an amazing formation here. I call it a double black diamond because they're just so compact, but they can't go around. They can't hear me talk in the commentary for sure. They're really loud.
So, yeah, this guy in New York City is posting videos of bad walkers, people that are walking by his residence, and basically making fun of them. Now, I'm thinking he's not real great on the comedy timing. And some New Yorkers are thrilled with what he is doing. So if you're visiting New York with two friends, how should you walk and talk down a sidewalk, I guess? Apparently, there's a right way and a wrong way to be doing this in New York City. And this guy has this down to a science now. And I just, it's very interesting. It's called Bad Walkers. If you want to go out and Google it, that's what his videos are. He just basically is making fun of people walking by. And I don't know about this. I'll be honest with you, not a fan of that. That is not something you will see us doing here or me doing. I'm happy if people are out walking. That's a good thing for you. And I know in New York City, you're going to walk a lot more than drive just because of the amount of traffic that's on the roads and that type of thing. So I'm thinking this guy maybe should get out from behind his camera and his microphone and maybe do a little bit of walking himself. I'm wondering how he walks and how he would like the feeling of being judged as he's walking down the sidewalk. So yes, Bad Walkers. That's what that is in New York City. I'm just going to say I don't agree with what this guy is doing, to say the least. Not the route I would take. So that's what I'm going to go with. Coming up at 7:10 this morning, Emily's going to join me. We're going to talk about the 10 most hated foods. So that's at 7:10 this morning. At 7:40, we are celebrating our celebrity birthdays and local anniversaries and birthdays. If you know someone celebrating today, text those in now, 608-355-9970. At 7:50, we'll be joined by Ben Bromley. We're going to talk about why weekends are best in the Baraboo area. And then at 8:10, Emily and I are going to talk about the new Home Depot app-controlled Skelly. Yes, you heard me correctly. Home Depot now has a skeleton that is app-controlled. So this is going to be interesting. And at 8:40, we will continue our calendar day celebration. We've touched on a few this morning. We'll go through that full list at 8:40 this morning. Again, if you know someone celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, text those in to us now, 608-355-9970. Or you can text in via the free Civic Media app as well. And this song seems appropriate to be playing this morning. I know Wendy's had a little bit of fun with it when it's come up when she's working nights this week. And yeah, in the whole Nemo jokes, it's been quite a week. Mr. Broken Wings, maybe I can relate to this on Max FM.
Baby, don't understand why we can't just hold on to each other's hands. This time might be the last, I fear, unless I make it all too clear. I need you so. You're half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole. Need you so. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. When we hear the voices sing, the book of love.
got your half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. And when we hear the voices sing, the book of love will open up and let us in. Take these broken wings. You got to learn to fly. Learn to live and love so free. And when we
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At least 25 people taken to hospitals in Minneapolis after their plane had to make an unscheduled landing there. The problem was severe mid-air turbulence. Adam Nash was on board and says people who weren't strapped in were hitting the ceiling of the plane.
A gentleman two seats down from me, he had a gashed wound in the top of his head, and he was bleeding rather profusely.
The flight was supposed to be headed from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam. Dozens more people killed while waiting for food at a crossing in the Gaza Strip. The latest violence around aid distribution centers coming amid more international support for the Palestinians. Canada is now joining France and the UK and saying it will recognize Palestinian statehood in September at the UN General Assembly. Russia attacking Ukraine with more missiles and drones overnight. 8 killed in Kyiv. An Arkansas school teacher charged with murder in the killing of a couple hiking on a state park trail with their daughters. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Milwaukee County officials Wednesday signed off on $30 million in funding to begin the renovation of the Mitchell Park domes. The popular attraction has been in disrepair for years. The six-year, $115 million project will be spearheaded by the nonprofit Milwaukee Domes Alliance. Search efforts are refocused for a Lac du Flambeau woman missing for more than 5 months. Lac du Flambeau Tribal Police released new information Wednesday into the March disappearance of Melissa Besson, who was traveling with a group when she got out of a van and started walking south on Vilas County Highway D. And the 2025 edition of the Wisconsin State Fair gets underway today at State Fair Park in West Allis. Fair officials remind you not to bring large bags to the park and to bring some water with you to keep hydrated. Get tickets and find out more online at